550 kindergartners under one roof. The Mukilteo School District is planning a huge kindergarten-only school. KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld explains.
A few years ago, Mukilteo had a conundrum. The district planned to turn all of its half-day kindergarten classes into full day. That meant it needed twice as many kindergarten classrooms. But a lot of the district's elementary schools were already packed. So the district came up with a plan. A school dedicated entirely to kindergarten.
Imagine this, getting down on your hands and knees, you know, and being back to that five-year-old level and looking at the world. It's such a different perspective.
Longtime kindergarten teacher Heather Craigs helped the district design the new school. She says what started as a solution to overcrowding is now being seen as an exciting way to help usher young children into their school careers. Most of them will be from low-income families, including many learning English, kids who can have a tough time getting up to speed in kindergarten.
And so we wanted a place that was colorful. We wanted a place that was inviting and was really geared to one age of student.
Kindergartners spend a lot of time on the carpet, so the floors will be heated. There will be extra playground equipment, so many classes can go to recess at once. And instead of students having to line up and walk to other classrooms for music and PE, those teachers will give lessons in students' homerooms to save transition time. Mukilteo voters approved a bond that includes $34 million for the building. Kindergarten-only schools are unusual. There's only one other in Washington State. What's more common is the other end of the spectrum, combination kindergarten and first grade classrooms.
And when your group is ready, you can tell, instead of telling me, tell your partners.
I know how to write about Star Wars.
Oh, come on. Episode 5.
Danielle Guzman teaches kindergarten and first grade at Leschi Elementary in Seattle.
In K-1, the kindergartners probably have an easier time transitioning into kindergarten because they have this core group of mentors and leaders that already know where the pencils go. They know how to get to the bathroom. They know how to tie shoes and to where to put their lunches and all these logistical things that are really a staple of what kindergarten is.
Guzman says teaching both ages allows her to put kindergartners who are just learning to read with first graders who are still at that level.
Likewise, I'm able to group those kindergartners who might be reading fluently and really getting into some deeper content areas with first graders who are working on that.
So which approach makes the most sense for kindergarten? I asked Barbara Willer, a senior advisor at the National Association for the Education of Young Children. Wheeler says K-1 classes have a proven track record of serving both ages well, if done correctly. She says a kindergarten-only school has the advantage of focusing entirely on one age level and meeting those specific needs, but it would require another transition just 1 year into a child's school career.
If they were to stay at one school for a number of years, really helps them mature within the same school and same community. Whereas if it's a kindergarten-only school, they would only have 1 year of that experience.
Transportation is another issue. Because the kindergarten-only school will draw from half of Mukilteo, most kids will need to bus or be driven to school. But Willer says any model of kindergarten can work well if it's carefully delivered.
Frankly, I think that the more important aspect is making sure that the teachers and administrators really are focusing on meeting the individual needs of children and providing a high-quality learning experience, regardless of the setting.
Groundbreaking for Mukilteo's kindergarten-only school begins in April. It's slated to open next year. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.